Good evening or morning, depending on whether or not you're listening to it tonight on the West Coast or in the morning on the East Coast or in the Central Time Zone. My name is Andy Villanueva, and you are listening to the Live and Breathe Horse Racing Group podcast. And it is associated with the Facebook group of the same name that is run by the wonderful Gabriel Vartanian. Basically decided to put this together for a few reasons. Number one, I think it's important for everybody to get to know everybody on our Facebook group page. Those that are listening to it possibly on, you know, the iTunes app or other sites and aren't familiar with the group page, it's basically a bunch of handicappers and gamblers and horse racing people that have all bound together to share the love for racing and how everything evolves as far as maybe how a condition is written or why you bet a certain race or why certain people are good at one way of training and another person is better at training horses off the layoff. It's basically a bunch of group of people that have gotten together and have decided they're going to be friends and they're going to make Facebook a better place for horse racing, and hopefully we can grow it. And this is step one. And although I am not the owner of the Facebook group page, I do love Gabriel. I think he's a great person. And I think this podcast could go very far. And after careful consideration, I think it's also going to go even further if we bring some of the Facebook group members on as we get rolling out stuff. And it's possible that we could do this every single day, every other day. We might tape segments and put them together, but really, in all honesty, today's basically a get to know you kind of deal, meet and greet, and tell you exactly what it is that I'm looking for. I'm looking for people to ask me questions. I know that sounds kind of silly, and I will be more than happy to just go on a topic as far as how to read a condition book or why I pick a certain race or how I pick it, how much time do I spend looking at races and what racetracks do I focus on and where do I make my money and how can you do that and how can you do it without rebates or can you do it without rebates? But those are questions for further on, and we can discuss what rebates are later on, because that's just a whole convoluted situation. What's takeout is another one that's just convoluted and crazy. What I do want to talk about today is, number one, where I come from. I grew up in San Gabriel, California. I now live in Houston, Texas. I spent quite a bit of time in Kentucky in my formidable older 20s. And one of the most important things that I have learned about this game is it's supposed to be fun and enjoyable. When I was a groom or a hot walker, it was fun and enjoyable to wake up at 4:30 in the morning just to be at the track and be around these wonderful athletes, the horses. When I was a jockey agent, it was so cool when your jockey was able to get on some of the best horses in the country in the afternoons, or even in the mornings for that matter. My sister was a jockey. I was her jockey agent for some time, and I remember the biggest thrill we had was being able to get on horses for Bobby Frankel and also being able for her to ride Best Pal in the California Gold Cup. The California Cup Classic, which used to be a day of cowbreds back in the late 80s, early 90s. And it's kind of devolved into the Sunshine Millions between the Florida and the California breds. The other great thing that I've done is I've been an assistant trainer and a foreman for certain barns. I've worked for some really great barns in my career. I've been able to be lucky enough to be an assistant farm manager for two different farms in Southern California. Both are no longer in existence. One of them was Surfside Thoroughbred Farm, and the other one was Gran Vista del Rio, and they were both in Corona. One actually was in Riverside, and I learned a lot from people there, like Jerry Lambert and the people that ran Gran Vista del Rio, like Cotton Tinsley and Hector Palma. So it's been a long, long journey for me as far as it's concerned. After a while, I just decided that I was a better handicapper than I was anything else. and I could spot horses that I could purchase and buy and make a living out of it. And I've been lucky to do that. So, without further ado, what we're going to discuss this first podcast is really simple. The one thing that I've noticed as far as when new people are asking me, well, how do you get involved? What can I do? How can I make money like you do? And I had a friend of mine that I was trying to get going as far as this was concerned, and it was a female because she loved horses. And I really, at the time, didn't think about it. I just kind of basically broke down all of the levels of racing, maidens, maiden claimers, non-winners of two, non-winners of three. Basically meaning that they've only won one race in their lifetime if they're non-winners at two races, or if they've only won two races in their career and they're non-winners of three, in a non-winners of three event. What's an allowance condition and how do you read those? And I learned that by me giving all this information, it pretty much turned her off to the point to where she acted like she was doing the work, but she really wasn't. So when I got to Sam Houston, I found somebody who wanted the same situation. They wanted to learn how to be at the racetrack. It was our first Friday night that they were running here in January. And they came up to me and they asked me, what could I possibly do to start making money? Because every single time that we've been to the races, we see you at the windows. And I said, well, sometimes I'm at the windows because I'm losing money and I'm putting more money back into it. But if you really want to do it, just enjoy yourself. Just pick horses for right now. And her answer and the boyfriend's answer was, but we want to make money. And I said, until you learn to enjoy yourself as far as this racing business is concerned and making bets, you going in and trying to read stuff that looks Greek to you and looks completely off kilter and looks like calculus probably isn't going to help you. What I would recommend doing, just going and if a horse looks good to you on in front of you as they're walking by you, place a bet. If you like a horse's name, place a bet. If you're listening to the announcer discuss the races in between and they like this horse and they like that horse and you look at the horses and go, wow, those are kind of cool, place a bet. Once you start learning how to place bets, then come to me and tell me, okay, I'm ready for the next step. And I'd be more than happy to sit down with you on a date and teach you. Since then, every Friday night, I have to get to the races at 5 o'clock because I need 2 hours to sit with them and we discuss certain things. First things I've learned to discuss is just play to win. $2, two here, two there. Next thing I've taught them is how to read a racing form. Now, most of us that are on this website or on this Facebook group page, we all know how to read a racing form for the most part. We know how to read a Today's Racing Digest. We know how to read Equibase. We know how to read BreezeNet. There's a possibility that all of us know how to read Ragozzins, and we also know how to read Thoroughgraphs. And we also know how to read Delta figures if you follow Racing with Bruno. Those are all things that we all know to do. These people don't. And those of you that don't know, that's what we're going to do. But we're going to do this with Gabriel and Vince and Anthony and other people that I'm not mentioning, and I apologize ahead of time. And we're going to talk to them and we're going to discuss how it is that they got to a certain point. Me personally, I started just by saying, I'm just going to make bets. I'm going to read the newspaper. I'm going to look at the newspaper and go, I like that horse. I don't know why I like that horse, but I like that horse. Then what I did was I started tracking my bets going back home and watching the replays. Because as much as I loved watching the races, I needed to watch the replays to see what it was that I was doing. And regardless of whether or not I won or not, I still didn't know what I was looking at. Because that's an entirely different animal that people need to sit down and go, okay, this is what you're going to look for. And that's going to be an episode because I think it's important that you follow race replays. I think it's important to realize that when you're in this game, when you start evolving as a player, you are not looking just to win. You're looking to make a flat bet profit on a daily basis if possible. And that means you need to find an overlay. You need to find a horse that has value, that you're going to be sit there and go, I love that horse. I don't care what the odds are. I have handicapped enough to know that this is it. But for now, just have fun and play the game. As we start moving on through episodes, we will start helping you get to that point to where you're going to look at the racing form and go, I love that horse. I'm going to play it. For the old bettors or the ones that are still are wanting edges, I'll help you out. I'll get people that will help you out. This game does not improve and does not grow unless we get people that are so happy to be winning money or to be able to go to the racetrack and say, today was a winning day. And without those people, I don't have a job. I'll be honest with you. I do not have a job. I do not have a job being able to write analysis. I do not have a job being able to make a bet and beat you. And you know what? If you beat me, more power to you. I'm happy when you beat me. I am so ecstatic for the person that makes money in this game because that means that they are happy for what they've done. And with that, enjoy yourselves today. Tomorrow's there's three racetracks running tomorrow. I think it's Mahoning, Parks, and Turf Paradise. What I recommend doing for all of you on this Facebook page, and for those of you that might be stumbling onto this, go to equibase.com. Look at the races. See what kind of intrigues you. Don't look at the odds. Pick one horse in each race. Don't have to bet. Just pick one horse in each race. See how you do. And then, the next day, do the same thing. When we're on, I'll tell you what racetracks we're going to run the next day. I'll tell you possibly what horse I kind of like in a race, and I'll tell you how I broke down into doing that. Because I think it's important for people to understand how it is that people come to the conclusion of why a certain horse is liked in a race by certain handicappers. And yes, I do not go and I do not do the professional handicapping tours. I think those are just a waste of time. Yes, there's some people that are great at it. I'm not good at handicapping tournaments. I am the first one to admit it. I overthink it, and it's not a good thing for me to spend $5,000 when I can use the $5,000 to try to make money my way. And if I lose it, I'm upset at myself, not because I got beat for 40th and, you know, 35th would get money back. So with that in mind, listen to the podcast. Send me information, put it in the notes, or send me a text message, or send me a message through Facebook, or put it in the comments and let me know what we need to work on. Tomorrow, when I get to Kentucky, if it's not too late and I haven't, crashed as far as sleeping wise is concerned, I'm going to see if I can't get with Gabe in between the day and see what a good time is for him. And maybe I'll bring him on and we'll start discussing a little bit more about the racing aspect of it. But for now, I just want you guys to go out, have fun. Just go bet races. For those of you that bet races every day and know what you're doing, go out and have fun. Enjoy yourselves. Because this game is fun, regardless of whether or not you make money or lose money. But it's a heck of a lot better when you make money. So with that, I apologize. I was trying to keep these 10 minutes long. If I have Gabe, it's probably going to be a little longer because, you know, two people talking. But I think you'll find it intriguing when you get more people. I can be kind of boring sometimes. But with that said, go out, have a fun day tomorrow. Maybe just go and start looking at race replays or maybe just look at the Equibase site, like I said, and pick horses you like, write them down. Follow up on them the next day and see how you did, and continue that process for a couple days until you feel comfortable enough to make the next step. And then when the next step comes, we will be more than happy to discuss those. With that, have a wonderful day or evening, and hopefully tomorrow we will have another podcast. Peace out.